Mishadalit, there are multiple ways to understand the following Mishnah. We will explain one particular way. Hatinokos, children, im an osam b'makipurim, one does not make them fast on Yom Kippur. One can allow them to eat as usual. Av mechanchin osam, but we do educate them to begin fasting. Lifnei shana v'lifnei shnosayim, before the year or 2 years before he becomes bar or bas mitzvah. So that he will be used to performing the mitzvahs and be able to do so after his bar mitzvah already, or after she is bas mitzvah, as he would have practiced already before. Now the mission implies that there are two different periods of educating the child. One is the year or 2 years before they become bar bas mitzvah, so when the boy is aged 12 or 11, and when the girl is aged 11 or 10. And as well as that, the mission is telling us that one should start educating them before, lifnei shana, before this year, or before this 2 years. So when the boy is only 10 years old, and when the girl is only 9 years old. And so the Gemara explains that when the girl is 9 years old, and the boy is 10 years old, so then we educate the child to fast for a few hours, or maybe even 1 hour more than he usually does. If let's say he usually eats at 9 o'clock in the morning, so he should only eat at 10 o'clock in the morning that day. And then when the girl is aged 10 or 11, or the boy is aged 11 or 12, then he should try and fast the entire day. Now the reason why the Mishnah says 1 year or 2 years is because it depends on the strength of the child. If it happens to be quite a weak child who needs to eat more, then he would only start fasting the full day, let's say the year before, when he is aged 12. Whereas a stronger child who is able to fast for more hours or more easily, so he would already start fasting the entire day for 2 years prior to him becoming bar mitzvah.